You are listening to Transform Squadron, a podcast production by ZoneBase.org. ZoneBase is a site about robots, monsters, and misadventure. If you find yourself saying, hey, what does that mean? Go check it out, man. You clearly have the internet. www.zonebase.org. My name is Rob. It is October 23rd, Monday morning at 9:48 a.m. as I am recording this. It's Halloween, guys. It is Halloween. You know, I spend so much of the year looking forward to Halloween because it's my favorite holiday. I love this, you know, and I look forward to it so much. You know, there's the halfway to Halloween fun in spring. There's fun code orange excitement in summer. And then when the season hits, bam, full tilt pumpkin spice mayhem. 3 months of Halloween on the site. You guys have been seeing it. I noticed. Thanks everyone for coming out and enjoying the Halloween season with me again. But we're here at the end of the month. The main event is here in just a few days, a little over a week as we are talking. It is next Tuesday as I'm recording this. I don't know when it will be when you're listening to this. Hopefully within the next few days. Hopefully before Halloween, because that's the bummer about Halloween, is that as much fun as it is, as much you know, Halloween's a season. You know, it used to be just a holiday, but a very long time ago, it became a season, and you just enjoy the season, you know? And the main day is the main event, and after it's over, the doors slam closed. It's over, you know? It's one of those things that, bam, it's over. You know, it's just, it comes in and goes out with a bang. And, you know, I'm going to enjoy spooky stuff all year, and if you're into spooky stuff, you will too. And, you know, maybe in February, I'll feel like watching a Halloween cartoon. I like this stuff all year long. But I'm very well aware of when the actual season is. And that's part of loving something, is accepting its boundaries. So as much as a bummer it is that Halloween will be over in a little over a week, it's a good sad because it goes out with such a big bang. It's like that movie you were looking forward to all year long. And then even if you buy the DVD or Blu-ray, and you know, even if you watch it on in demand or it's playing on Pluto and you're just watching it randomly at 3 a.m. that initial excitement that, you know, you're looking forward to watching it and all that. And then you finally watched it and then you're in that theater, lights come on, the credits are playing, that it's over. You know, it's that sort of, okay. You know, so let's get on with it. Let's enjoy this last hurrah of the 2023 Halloween season with this episode of Transform Squadron and your own Halloween celebrations. I hope you guys have a great Halloween. Me, I'm looking forward to trick-or-treating the kids. I you know, I love the Halloween season, but Halloween itself, you know, I decorate the yard. I get all the stuff up. I get a lot of candy for the kids and I'll watch specials. You know, I watch it. These days, you can just watch whatever you want, whenever you want, and I sure do. So I'm going to be watching Garfield, The Great Pumpkin, Grinch, Halloween is Grinch's Night, all these cool specials that I love, you know. I'll be watching them, trick-or-treating kids, you know, we'll have some sort of special dinner, you know, we're going to make the most of it, we're going to have a great time. You know, I don't know how much longer I'll be living in this neighborhood, but shortly after I moved here, my mother loved it so much that she moved into up the street. I will at some point in the night go walk up and visit her and bring her some candy and say hi to her for a minute before I come back home and trick-or-treating to get some more. We got fireworks. I've got Halloween fireworks. Last year, I think it was, when Walmart started selling Halloween-themed fireworks. Well, I'm only human, so I bought some, and I've got Halloween snapping pops. I've got some, it's called like spider legs or something, where, you know, the snakes, the little black pellets where you light them and the charcoal ash snake grows out of it. It's that, but it's a spider and the same mechanism grows its legs. I got those, and I got these poppers that shoot glow in the dark confetti bats in the air. And I got these pumpkin bombs that you light and they shoot sparks and all sorts of nonsense in the air. You know, I didn't want to get too much noisy things, but I want to have a little bit of fun with it because, you know, I love Halloween. You know this. You know, it's going to be a great night. You know this. But it's also a Tuesday night, and people are going to have to go to work and school the next morning, so I don't want to make too much racket for those who are trying to wind down as the sun goes down. But thanks, everyone, for coming back and listening to another episode of Transform Squadron. Next month, you know, the spooky stuff is going on pause for a while. It's over. Sad to see it happen, but like I said, part of loving something is accepting its boundaries. That book slams shut November 1st, and we're in the Christmas season. It's a good thing I like Christmas, because it's here. It is here firmly. Thanks, everyone, for coming back for another episode. Speaking of things I talk about here, I got a few things to talk about, but it is the Halloween episode. So Halloween's obviously going to be the focus, but I got some fun subjects in mind for you guys. But a couple of things I wanted to talk about right off the bat, staying on the Halloween theme. You know, McDonald's has came back this year again with some more Halloween McBoo buckets. The pails are back again. Much celebration. You know, last year it was such a big deal because they brought back the classic designs. It was a full return to form. This year they have new ones. There's four new pumpkin pails, and I'm trying to get them. You know, honestly, if I don't get them all, it's not that big of a deal. Last year was a big deal to get all three of them because they were the original characters and I really wanted them. These ones are new characters and I really like them, but we've already returned to form, so it's okay if I miss one or two. We've got some really cool ones, though. We've got a Frankenstein, we've got a pumpkin, we've got a mummy, and we've got a purple Dracula. The Frankenstein's green, the pumpkin, of course, is orange, the mummy is white, and Dracula is purple. Those are very cool looking. And doing like last year's pumpkins, you know, the original McBoo pails had various faces on the buckets. Like each year, there'd be different faces and stuff. Well, last year's, they had each one of the faces printed around the bucket, so as you turned it around, you'd see the different faces from the history. Well, they're doing that with these. They got different cool faces on them. I've got the mummy so far. Hopefully I get another one or two of them. You know, I try to watch what I eat, so getting a Happy Meal is not exactly doing that, but I splurge every once in a while. I try to at least have myself a good gross meal at least once a week, but I still watch what I'm doing. So I can't eat a whole lot of Happy Meals, but I'll try to get another one or two of them. Like I said, it's not as big of a deal if I get every single one of them this time, because now we're back to form. It's okay, you know, but they're really cool. And you know what makes this even neater? Makes this even neater is the fact that Burger King has gotten in on it. Burger King, they usually do a lot of cool Halloween stuff. They'll have some Halloween offerings, fun stuff. They've got a bucket. Now, theirs is a little more simple. It's black. It's got Halloween-y stuff on it and the Burger King logo. It's not specific characters, but it's still cool that they're doing it too. You know, some people might say, hey, they're copying, but you know what? Sometimes it's okay to copy. Sometimes it's like, hey, me too, let's have fun with this. And it's like, yeah, let's have fun with this. So, you know, the kids trick-or-treating in your neighborhood might be carrying a McBoo pail or a Burger King pail. You know, some families have that strict line of which fast food restaurant they go to. Mine didn't. The only reason we went to McDonald's so much was because there's so many more of them. There was like a million McDonald's for like every five Burger Kings when I was a kid. And, you know, that's just kind of the way it is. It's a bigger chain. So, but if you have that hard divide of which fast food burger place you prefer, the two big ones have the pails. And that's super cool. You know, another Halloween thing, a little bit of a tradition of mine, is the Kinder Surprise eggs. Now, every year they do something cool for Halloween. Every other year, it's freaking amazing. You know, last year they did the cool little monster figures that could arguably be trick-or-treaters with glow-in-the-dark masks. In 2020, they did the trick-or-treater kids with the glow-in-the-dark costumes, and I love those. Both of those years, I made a point to get each and every one of them. Some years, like I think in 19, they did these cool glow-in-the-dark little monster figures. Those are cool. In 2021, they did pumpkin figures, where you had these colored figures with stickers of different types of pumpkin faces you put on them. Those are certainly cool. This year, they're kind of going along the same idea as those pumpkin figures. And I don't really know what to call these guys. You've got eight toys in the selection of eggs. Four of them are glow-in-the-dark bracelets with, like, monsters on them. like there, it's just a little bracelet. And if you're an adult, it's not going to fit unless you just got tiny wrists. You know, these are children's things. And they got things like a ghost or skull or whatever on them. They're neat for what they are. The other four are the figures. So I guess they kind of variety, you know, it's varieties of Spice Life. They're not going to do the same thing every year. I get it. The four figures this year are kind of similar to those pumpkins in that they're kind of basic shapes, and there's a sticker you stick on them for the character. Well, it's not so much of a sticker as more of a punch-out card, because the figure itself has stickiness on it. So you just kind of put it on there, and it stays in place. And you got these figures, and they're glow-in-the-dark, by the way. You got a Dracula, you got a Wolfman, you got a Skeleton, and I think the other one's a ghost. Yeah, ghost or a mummy. It's one or the other. It's a little ill-defined. You got those guys, and the figurine plastic is different colors. So I've gotten all four of the figures so far. I'm not big enough on the bracelets to try to complete the set of bracelets, although I think I have, because I've gotten so many of them. I kept buying one or two here and there at Target or whatever, and then my wife gave me a multi-pack of eggs, and I already had a couple of the figures and a bunch of the bracelets, and I completed the figures. But if I was a real crazy person, I would try to get each color variation of the figure bodies, which some people I know are. A lot of my homies on Instagram that do the blind figures and fun little stuff like that, they're all about them, and some of them are trying to collect all the color combinations, and more, big on them. Just like the pumpkins, I just want to get a bunch of them, and I'm happy. Some years I want to get every single one of them. Some years I'm okay with just what I get, you know? This is one of those years, and I'm totally cool for it. I've got each one of the characters, so I'm happy. And, you know, I was talking about Happy Meal, and I was talking about candy there with the Kinder, and those are good snacks for while you're playing a video game. And just getting out of Halloween for just a second here, there's a new Transformers video game out. It came out on Friday the 13th, perfect timing at Halloween, but a decidedly non-spooky Transformers thing, of course, and that would be the Transformers Earthspark video game. It's called Transformers Earthspark Expedition, and I wanted a copy of this because I saw the previews and all that, and it looked fun, you know. And before I go ahead and say anything, you know, I'm saying it's fun. I'm saying it's a good game. I'm saying it's a good time. A lot of people are going to hear me say that and instantly compare it to a AAA game of some. We're not going there. It's not one of the AAA games. It's fun for what it is. It's a little bit of a lower end game. I think it's a little bit of a budget game. The game was only like, was it $39? I'm having a hard time remembering the price because I got my copy off Amazon and we had a lot of reward points and some credit and all that. So my copy was only like $19. So I'm kind of blanking a little bit on the full price of the game. But a normal game will cost you like $60 brand new when it first comes out. And I got it on a release day for $19. So, and I think it was $39. But it's a more inexpensive game. It's obviously intended for a younger audience, as the people who made it make stuff like Paw Patrol games and stuff of that nature. It's meant for a younger fan base or younger player base. But it's still fun enough that if you're an adult, you can have fun with it. I am a big fan. In fact, my favorite type of video game is action platformers. And I'm good with them in 2D or 3D. This is a 3D action platformer. It's got a real exploration element to it where you're doing a lot of looking for stuff and roaming and exploring and stuff like that. And that's something I'm really into. That's something I have a lot of fun with. So I think that's part of why I enjoy this on top of it being a Transformers game. I love my Transformers, but if you're going to put them on something I already enjoy, I'm happy. And so I was happy with it. Once again, it's never going to win game of the year, and that's okay. Not everything has to. It's good. I'm completely happy with what I got. However, there is a problem. There is a problem. You see, it's out for, I think, almost all the consoles and PC. I got the Switch version. I wanted to get the PlayStation 5 version, but, you know, these news sites, they're really only going to pay attention if they get a freebie. If they don't get anything back for it, if the company isn't supporting them in some way, they don't really talk about it a whole lot. You know, it just is what it is. So you don't see a whole lot about this. Is there? It's not like these AAA games like The Fall of Cybertrons or whatever, where somehow they just covered those a whole lot. You know, it's not like those, okay? That's why, if you ever wonder why you don't hear about a lot of stuff, like, man, there's new episodes of Earthspark and I didn't hear anything about it. Gee. go figure. But, you know, there's not a whole lot of it about out there. So I couldn't find the PlayStation 5 version. I guess it's just a digital download. In fact, some friends of mine and stuff were saying they couldn't find a physical copy whatsoever, so they got the digital download. And I would have been fine getting a digital download, but I prefer to have a physical copy. And I was able to get a physical copy of the Switch version on Amazon, so I did that. And I love my Switch, so I had no problems there. I got more Switch games than I do for my PlayStation 5. You know, I'm not no problems there. But, you know, I was wanting the PlayStation 5 version, even though, you know, it's got good graphics, but it wouldn't have been a showcase for PlayStation 5. I just want more games for my PlayStation 5. And the Switch version looks good too. So I don't know, you know, it may not have it's probably not a difference between the graphics or whatever. Like I said, it's a little lower priced, meant for obviously younger people, kids. Let's say kids, it's a kid's thing. And it is what it is, but I thought it looked good, all that. The Switch version freezes a lot. It's got some bugs in it. And at first I thought, is it mine? Because I got a day one Switch. I've got the Switch that I bought launch day. So I'm like, is my Switch just getting old and not running the game so well? And I look online, mine's freezing a lot. Like, it keeps, like, I might be able to play for a good hour or two straight before it freezes. Or sometimes I'll start it back up and it just freezes right away. Like, it's seemingly a random thing when this game freezes on me. And when I say it freezes, it's not going to just unlock in a little bit. I have to turn off, like, restart the game. You know, that's aggravating. And so I get annoyed and I look online and I see that other people are having this problem. And the company that made the game, literally within, I bought it Friday. I bought the game Friday. My wife found it for me on Friday and ordered it off Amazon. But it took till Sunday to get here. You know, it is what it is. I bought it Friday. Didn't get it till Sunday. It was fine. I probably wouldn't have been able to play it till Sunday anyway, just the way things worked out. But I got it Sunday and I went to look that day to see, am I the only one having this problem? And no, I wasn't. But it said 2 days ago, so either the news came that Friday, as soon as that Friday, or, you know, so it was either that Friday when the news came out, or Saturday, you know, it said 2 days ago, but these things are always kind of off, aren't they? You know, you see something happened 5 minutes ago, and it was just a minute ago. The timing on the computer systems and wherever it is when it came out, it's always off a little. So I don't know if it was Friday or Saturday when it got put up, but the company, the developer that makes it, who his name I forget at the moment, had put out saying they're aware of the issues with the freezing and they have a patch made. The patch is actually already completed and they had submitted it to Nintendo because, you know, it's their network to distribute these things, and they're saying it'll be out as soon as possible, just however long it takes to go through the process of going through the patch system, getting released or whatever. And that was a week ago. So I have not played it in a few days. So I do not know if it's available yet. Someone had actually mentioned to me that it was not available yet. I think that was yesterday, but I'm really bad about checking notifications and stuff over the weekend. It could have been yesterday. It could have been Saturday when they said that. But as of this recording, that patch isn't up yet, but it's on the way. So if you're a Switch player of Transformers Earthspark Expedition, yeah, it's frustrating. It sucks. You just bought this game with your hard-earned money, and it barely works. Excuse me, I tried to pause in time, but I didn't. I've got a cold. I've got a cold. It's October, and I live in Georgia, as I've mentioned before. And in Georgia, fall is a very frustrating time. You see, the weather kind of goes back and forth. It goes back from being cold to warm. And some days it'll be like 40 in the morning, 80 at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then like 70 to 60. Like, it just goes back and forth in the same day. So I've got a cold. So I tried to pause to avoid the sniff and I didn't do it in time. My apologies. But it's very frustrating for us. Trying to play the game and it keeps freezing. You just bought this thing and it barely works and you can't return it. You know, if you do return, you'll just get the same thing. It's the same problem. So it's very frustrating. You know, it's just very frustrating. And I just want to play my game, because when the game works, it's fun. It's a good game. You know, I've been enjoying this game quite a bit. You know, I like it quite a bit. So I got to be patient for this patch to come out. So all you other guys who are dealing with this, you just got to be patient. But it's coming, okay? Now, let's get back into the spooky stuff because, like I said, it's Halloween. And this Halloween season, I've been kind of taking a look more at robot stuff. You know, I kind of go back and forth, and what am I going to talk about? You know, on the site, it's easy to do Halloween. I do the Halloween content and a regular site content. But with the podcast, I didn't really know what to do. It's kind of hard. And, you know, last year, I worked it in. I made it work. But this year, you know, I decided to do a little more on-topic-y stuff. You know, last month, I talked about robot monster toys. I talked about the vintage horror series figures and the Halloween horror cons. This month, I want to talk about something I think about all year long as well. And that would be Monster GoBots. Monster GoBots are really cool. It's a sub-team of renegades. Renegades are the bad guys in GoBots that all are, as the name implies, monsters. But instead of being, you know, in Transformers, if it's a monster transformer, it's a robot that turns into a monster. Monster GoBots are a different thing altogether. They are a monster-re-flavored robot that turns into a monster-re-flavored vehicle. And it's very neat in that way. I'm a big fan of characterful design. I like that imaginative design. I think I said imaginative weird there because I've got a cold and my nose is doing that kind of clog thing. So everything's kind of got a weird echo in my head. But I enjoy creative design like that. And it's really, they're just very cool looking to me. Now, being GoBots, of course, they are made from Bandai molds. Now, we're talking about the original GoBots line. Current GoBots are just when Hasbro reuses the names on Transformers product, and that's totally cool. And, you know, Machine Robo is still produced in various different ways in Japan by Bandai. But we're going to go back to the original GoBots line in the 80s that were reusing Bandai molds, mostly Machine Robo toys. Now, there's some other robot toys in GoBots. It's not all just Machine Robo, but that's like the bulk of it is Machine Robo stuff. Now, Monster GoBots were made from a Machine Robo subline of villains called Devil Invaders. That's an awesome name, isn't it? That's one thing, if I can take to an aside here. That's just that thing I really have always just loved about Machine Robo and trying to find a word to describe it. That sort of blunt end to it all. That like rough edge, that unfinished edge it has. And I don't mean unfinished. I mean like that little harder edge it has. Like, you know, there is no way on earth I can pronounce the Machine Robo incarnation of Rock Lords. I actually think Rock Lords was a co-production of Tonka and Bandai. It's not strictly a Bandai product like Machine Robo. But the Machine Robo version, like, for example, the bad guy in Rock Lord's name is Magmar. His name's Magmar. Machine Robo, his name's Devil Rock. You know? Or Brimstone, another bad guy from Rock Lords. Machine Robo, his name is Bloody Rock. You know, there's just that little rougher edge to it that I've always really liked. And it doesn't just extends to the other Machine Robo lines as well. Once again, I wish I can kind of type it out. Like I always have to kind of Google it when I'm talking about Rock Lords. And I reference the Machine Robo incarnation of the line. I always have to look it up to see how, make sure I'm spelling it correctly. There's no way I can pronounce it though. But I just want to talk about Rock Lords for a second, I guess. I love Rock Lords. But getting back to those Devil Invaders, Devil Invaders were one of the villains of Machine Robo. They replaced, and I'm trying to say this right. A lot of times I don't say these words out loud, so that's why I don't pronounce them correctly, even though I can type them a million times. The Dogra, who are the villains of Machine Robo, and the Devil Invaders replaced them. And the Devil Invaders were a lot different in Machine Robo than the Monster Gobots were. You know, the Monster Gobots are a team of individuals, while the Devil Invaders are seemingly a force. You know, there's a lot of same look-alike-y dudes there, clones or just troops or what have you. And that works cool for me. I think that looks cool. There's a cool animated commercial for Machine Robo, which has the Machine Robo working on a base, doing robot stuff, and Devil Invaders come and attack. And the Devil Invader, who became the Monster Gobot we know as Vamp, is kind of like the main featured one. And there's just, I think it's like Cosmodin. I can't say the word. And there's just a whole bunch of them. You see, it's kind of like how Seacons, you know, Transformers, the Seacons are a group of individuals, while in Master Force, it's like a swarm of generic troops. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of like that was implied. Machine Robo's fiction, it had anime, it had a cartoon, but there's a lot of text stories and stuff like that. So a lot of it was there. And, you know, I think it's worth bringing up also that in Robo Machine, which was the European version of the line, they were called the Enemy Invaders, which that's a cool name too. You know, you got the Devil Invaders, Enemy Invaders, or Monster Gobots, and Robo Machine kind of went back and forth between Machine Robo and Gobots style fiction. So I think they initially were more similar to the Devil Invaders, and then went more into the vein of Monster Gobots. I'm not a scholar when it comes to Robo Machine. I'll admit that full front. But I just think it's cool how they kind of go back and forth a little there. While Gobots are firmly Gobots, and Machine Robo tends to follow a little bit too. Like, they'll use the Gobot stuff or whatever. And it's not like Gobots were trying to be independent or whatever. I think it's just the nature of the beast, you know, how they were coming out. You know, Gobots, you know, it was the 80s. You know, first off, you're not going to have a lot of luck calling something Devil Invader for a children's toy line. You know, we're selling this to children in the U.S. That's not going to work as well. You know, that's not going to go over as well, let alone in the 80s when the satanic panic was going on. And there was a whole lot more pearl clutching going around when anything similar to that would have been happening. But still, that's just such a badass name. And if you've ever seen the Devil Invader symbol, it looks like the cover, it looks like the logo for a like 70 or early 80s metal band. It does not look like a toy line bad guy. And it's kind of awesome. It makes me think a lot of the Hellfire Club from Stranger Things. If you've seen their logo, and they throw it on a lot of the merchandise. So all you really got to do is go to Walmart and find some Stranger Things merchandise, and you can get something with the Hellfire Club logo on it. And it's kind of similar to that. Every once in a while, I'll throw it on the site as some of the little graphics. I'll decorate the zone based page with, just because I think it's so rad looking. Such a neat looking logo. It's so odd. But that, once again, that's the cool thing about Machine Robo, is that rougher edge it has, just a little more hardcore. And so I think it's the me who's always enjoyed that kind of, you know, I love 80s metal music. You know, I love that 80s metal. But part of me's like, yeah, it's like Iron Maiden. Like, It's that part of me that loves it. It's the guy with purple hair and listened to Ministry almost exclusively in high school that really loves this theming, you know, or I guess it's the me that celebrates Halloween all year long, you know, it's just, it's so random. But when they got brought to GoBots as Monster GoBots, you know, they softened it up a little, you know, like, you know, I'm paraphrasing here. They'd have a GoBot named Booger. There's not really a GoBot named Booger, but there should be. But in Machine Robot, he would have been like Lord Satan. You know, that's the extremely difference I'm talking about here. You know, I'm joking, but that's kind of the levels of extremity here. But the Monster GoBots are cool too, because it's like the Renegades have this team of just monsters, and they're really cool toys. They're really cool toys, and you can still get them relatively cheap. Now, it really depends on where you get them and who you get them from that the word cheap applies. And when I'm saying cheap, I'm like, I've gotten them for around $20. I think I got a Scorp for about 10 bucks. You know, I go to Toylana every year. And, you know, it's actually, as I'm recording this, TFCon, TFCon Orlando just happened last weekend, and I wasn't able to make it. You know, I haven't made it to a TFCon or a BotCon or anything like that in some time, because the timing and location just never lines up for me anymore. But I've been chomping at the bit for Toylana next year so much, and then I'm seeing this all going on. I'm like, man, I'm so excited for Toylana. You know, I go to Toylana every year. I love it so much, and one of the things I do at Toylana is I focus on GoBots. You know, if I find a Transformer, no problem. If I find a Transformer, there's plenty of Transformers product there. There's a lot of Transformers dealers. I mean, there's guys selling Diaclone. There's guys selling Transformers. There's, you know, official stuff. There's third-party stuff. There's a ton of Transformers product there. If I find a Transformer I'm looking for, or I get a good deal on a Transformer, no problem. I'm buying them. You know, I pointed out before that I got like 75% of a G2 Bruticus for like 20 bucks there. You know, I get good deals on Transformers, but I tend to focus on GoBots there because, you know, I don't know what, I love my GoBots. You guys know this. I love GoBots. I love my Rock Lords. I love that stuff. And for some reason, Toylana is like peak GoBot season for me. That's when I'm like, that is what I'm focused on while I'm there. And I don't know why, but there's usually plenty of them there. And as it tends to work out, GoBots don't get the love that Transformers does. So I'm able to really get some good deals. You know, I get Rock Lords for good prices. And now with the Armor Risers coming out in Legacy, maybe Rock Lords might go up more in the aftermarket, but I tend to get these guys a pretty good price. And one of the things I really like to look for is Monster GoBots, because they're so cool, and I tend to like scary things. But the thing is with GoBots is, GoBots, you know, they're, like I said, there's a lot of different Bandai toys used to make GoBots. But they're mostly all Machine Robo, and they mostly all come from a lower-priced Machine Robo toy. Like, I want to say the 600 Yen series, but I think it's a little less than that. Essentially being a lower priced toy, meant to be a lower priced toy. So they end up being, they're not as expensively made. That's what I'm saying. They tend to be a little more fragile. They're easier to break. You know, they're great figures. They're like, there's a lot of die cast in them, and they're really imaginatively designed and stuff. They're very cool, but keeping at that lower price point, there's some engineering and design choices made so they can make them cheaper. So some of those materials are a little more fragile and stuff, especially over time. And if you buy plenty of like vintage robot and science fiction toys, you know that silver colored plastic gets fragile. Think of a G1 Optimus Prime, and think of those smokestacks, those chrome smokestacks. They're all kind of made of that same plastic, where it's like that plastic grade coated in that chrome paint. And it gets really fragile. It breaks really easy. And there's a lot of that used in these Monster GoBots and in GoBots in general. And then a lot of them are held together by like watch pins, like the pins that you would put the your watch band on with, that sort of stuff. A lot of those are in the joints. So these are parts that are stuff that's more inexpensive, but it does break. And sometimes the plastic will be more rigid. For example, Creepy. If you can get a Creepy, he's available in two different color schemes. The main retail version is purple, while there was a mail-away exclusive that's green and purple, like a neon green. And he turns into sort of a scorpion monster thing. And his legs that fold at the side that he's walking on, they are a specific hard plastic that does get very brittle. In fact, they got brittle back in the day because I accidentally broke more than one GoBots as a kid playing with them. And a lot of times when you find them secondhand, there'll be some broken parts. You know, it's just because of that plastic they use. So, like, a lot of times if you get a Creepy, one of those legs will probably be snapped off. Like, you'll get them broken. You know, I got that green and purple Creepy for $15 off of eBay. Great price. One of those legs is gone. You know, it's just kind of comes with it. You know, you find one in better condition, it's going to cost you a little more. And if it's worth it to you, you spend it. And the joints too tend to be a little loose. They get that grittiness in them that it's a mixture of dust and odd sedentary oils that come from just the human experience, like hand oils and stuff. And maybe just a little powderization of some of that plastic. Yeah. That's like a grittiness that they get. You know, I got a Scorp not very long ago at Toylana. I think I got him for like $10. He was a pretty good price, and he was in decent condition to paint and whatnot, beat the crap, because there's a lot of die-cast metal in these guys, which means they're painted, and that stuff chips. You know, it just does. He didn't have a whole lot of chipping. His chrome wasn't worn away too bad. He was in pretty good condition, but he was loose. Is that die-cast and that plastic, it either stays stiff or it gets loose. It's just if you're buying them secondhand, they were played with. So it depends on how well that kid took care of his toys. You know, you got a toy that came out 40 years ago and you bought it recently for $20. It's a dice roll the collect condition is. So you always got to examine it. But I got Scorp in really good condition, but just with some loose joints. And my original Scorp, one day when I was in the second grade, my brother and I got off the school bus. We came home, and my mom came home from work, and she had us both monster GoBots. She got us both. And when I say both, as in she got us one of each. So I got a Pincher and a Scorp, and my brother got a Pincher and a Scorp. And those Pinchers and Scorps were very well played with and did not last. They fell apart. They broke. It's just kind of the nature of the beast. So I've actually found that finding a Pincher in a decent collection to be a little harder. I think he's just one of them that breaks a whole lot easier. But I was fortunate to find that Scorp for a very good price and in decent condition. But he's loose. He's the one that they got enough of those little parts and those little hinges and that harder plastic. Like I said, they can break you. You could drop one and it breaks. You know, it's just that material they're made of. They were inexpensive toys to begin with back in the day. You know, a lot of people like to rip on GoBots and call them cheap Transformers knockoffs. They weren't knockoffs. I get it. I get it why people would think that way. But, you know, I said Scorp. I said Pincher. I said Vamp earlier. I said Creepy. I think it's time to talk about some of these guys. So I'm going to just take a second to look at each monster GoBot, maybe look at the Devil Invader with you guys, if you don't mind, so we can kind of give them a better look at here, you know, because they're really cool toys. And I implore you, obviously, if you're listening to this, obviously, if you read my site, you've got similar interests to me. So if you don't know much about these guys, take a look at them. There's various places online to get a lot of information. There's a lot of variations, like say there's Machine Robo, there's GoBots, there's Robo Machine, there's Machine Men. There's different versions of these toys depending on where you are, like international releases and whatever. And there's a lot of bootlegs. It got bootlegged so much. A lot of those toys, I didn't know what a bootleg was when I was a kid. I did not know. But I got a lot of GoBots that were knockoffs from the Family Dollar. And I didn't know they were knockoffs. I was just a kid, saw a cool toy while I was at the store with my mom. Mom, can I have this? Grandma, can I have this? And it was cheap. So sure, you know. So it was like, there was a lot of those. So if you got knockoffs, you got some very cool color variations. Pardon me, I was wetting my whistle with my glass of Arizona green tea. And that's fun too, because like a lot of times these knockoffs were of similar quality to the real toy. So sometimes, like, I had a Jeeper Creeper that was identical to the GoBots version, but it was like a Family Dollar knockoff. Even had the removable gun and stuff. Like, cool stuff. You know what I'm saying? There is some lower-end knockoffs of GoBots out there. Some of them really neat, made of, like, injection blow mold plastic, which is really odd that they, you know, a lot of times with knockoffs, they're not original creations, and these were. But going back to these guys, let's take a look at these guys. And just a forewarning here. I'm going to get some of these names wrong. Like I said, I may be able to type them 1,000 times. Typing's not saying something out loud. And, you know, as much as I talk about things like GoBots and Transformers and all that, I'm not saying this stuff out loud a whole lot. You know, when I go to work, my coworker doesn't care. I'm not talking to him about them, you know. You know, my wife, I'll talk about her about them to her, but I'm keeping it in layman's terms and all that just to not drown her out, you know. If it's like at Toylana, or if I ever get to go back to a TFCon or BotCon or whatever, I won't shut up. You know, me and Sean are hanging out. Neither of us are shutting up about this stuff. Because in your day-to-day life, a lot of this stuff just isn't coming out loud out of your mouth. You might type it, but that's not talking. So I'm probably going to say a lot of these words wrong. So please bear with me here. I am a dumb guy from the South that says words in English wrong. I say some stuff wrong that I have no excuse for. So work with me here. But one of the main monster GoBots you'll see is Vamp. Vamp is probably one of the more popular ones. Vamp even got a Super GoBot release. Super GoBots were larger figures that were usually nicer, a lot more die-cast and stuff like that. Like the regular GoBot was a smaller figure. Some of them are very nice. Some of them aren't. They were inexpensive to begin with. Getting them secondhand usually isn't too inexpensive. It kind of depends, like I said, on condition. And some of them are harder to get than others. You know, it's just that's just kind of the way it is secondhand-like. But Vamp is one of the more popular ones. I have a Vamp still in pretty good shape. And Vamp actually holds up pretty well, too. Of all the GoBots, a lot of times if you find a Vamp, usually she's complete. Vamp's a female character. Now, in Machine Robo, I think the character is male. Or maybe both, because, like I said, I think it's just a swarm of bad guys as far as Double Invaders go. But the character Vamp in Machine Robo, the name is, here's what I'm going to mess up, Cosmodon. It's either Cosmodon or Cosmodon. Casmodon. You know, that's just a word I don't think I can pronounce out loud. I've got the katakana in front of me. I can't pronounce that either. I really love the way katakana looks. I love the way kanji and katakana looks. It's such a beautifully ornate language. I just love the way it looks. Why I use it so much in my design stuff. I just love the way it looks. But Vamp is that one. And Vamp is like this green monster that turns into this green monster car. And Vamp's kind of like a mixture of a, imagine a bit of a, you know, that generic Martian look with like, I say generic Martian, like an old sci-fi where it might be some green alien with antenna and stuff like that. Kind of a mixture of that, a mixture of like a insect, and a mixture of like the creature of the Black Lagoon. It's like this green monster robot character that turns into this monster car. And this monster car, of course, is green. It kind of just folds in half and everything kind of tucks into place. It's a simple transformation. Most GoBots have simpler transformations. Some people are bothered by that. I've never understood that. To me, the complicated transformations have never appealed to me. You know, I don't mind if one's complicated, but that's not like a line in the sand for me. The transformation has never been a defining issue for me. But yeah, Vamp pretty much just kind of folds in half, and you fold some stuff where it out of the way. But she turns into it looks like the Batmobile, to be honest with you. It's like a sci-fi monster-esque car. It kind of looks like the Batmobile. Like, it's green, of course, but if Vamp was black or blue, everyone would be calling her the Batmobile. And that's what it looks like. You know, it's a really cool looking toy. And it's, like I said, my old one is still in great condition. I have it around here somewhere. It's one of those toys that I can never keep track of either. My Vamp is like, you know, you hear about cursed dolls, how like you lost it, you thought you threw it away, and it shows back up and stuff like that. Like, it just reappears. That's my Vamp. My Vamp just, it keeps showing up at my mom's house too. So one day I'm just going to make sure I swear I put it back in my toy boxes, but somehow it shows back up at my mom's house, or I'll be looking around and Vamp's just there on a bookshelf or whatever. Vamp just does what Vamp's going to do. I think I need to buy another Vamp that I can keep track of, because my old Vamp has apparently become sentient and will reappear when it wants to remind me that it exists. Now, I had mentioned Pinscher earlier. Pinscher is another really cool one of these. Pinscher and Scorp were in the Challenge of the GoBots cartoon quite a bit too. They were reoccurring characters there more so than, you know, I think some of the other monster GoBots appeared off and on, but those two seem to be the ones you see the most, at least to me. Like Paul Eiding, who's Perceptor in Transformers, did Scorp's voice in Challenge of the GoBots. These are more recognizable characters in the cartoon. Pinscher is this cool blue kind of insectoid robot with wings, and as his name would imply, pinchers for hands. He's a very cool guy. He's blue. He's got some copper on him. Some copper, of course, red eyes. He's got that, those cool chrome legs. I think the legs are die-cast. And he folds up and he turns into this weird jet that kind of looks like Madjet kind of looks something out of like a 60s comic. It's just this weird creation. It's like the nose cone of the jet looks like a kind of like a monster's head, but also a nose cone, kind of like a beak. And he's got monstery wings. I keep saying monstery because, well, it's a monster GoBot, but it's the best descriptive word. It's a weird, you know, I said 60s comic. Imagine a Hanna-Barbera cartoon. Something Dracula would have been flying around in, like some sort of Dracula plane. That's the best way I can describe it. He's a really just weird-looking guy, but he's cool. And like I said, he tends to be one of the more fragile ones, at least in my experience. You know, I had my original one, and he just fell apart after being played with. And I wasn't rough on my toys whatsoever. I was always, even as a kid, careful with my toys, and he just fell apart on his own. He's got a lot of joints with thin plastic on, like pins and hinges and stuff. He tends to break very easy, and a lot of times I rarely ever see a complete one. I know they're out there, but a lot of times I come across, there's like an arm missing, or a lot of times I'll just find a pincher or the main jet piece. That is the things I always find. Maybe the legs. Like I say, he breaks it very easy. And his name in Machine Robo, and I think I'm saying this right, was Falgos. Falgos or Falgos. It's F-A-L-G-O-S. That's one. Some of these words are words that don't come out in English super well. And, you know, it's not a one-for-one translation. So a lot of times when you're just saying them, and depending on your regional dialect, you know, like I said, I'm from Georgia, so I sound like I'm from the South. I'm often told that I don't have much of a Southern accent, but then people who are from up North will tell me it's very heavy. So I either sound really Southern or I don't at all, depending on your interpretation of me. But it comes out when I say it as Falgos, but it might be Falgos. I'm just admitting right now, some of these words are hard for me to say. especially with a stuffed up nose. I don't know how well it's being coming out right now to begin with. You know, I was talking about Scorp. He sounds like a good guy to talk about next. Scorp, as he sounds like, turns into a scorpion. Shocker. But, you know, it's like a vehicle scorpion because he doesn't have legs. He has tank treads. He turns into this scorpion with tank treads, and his tail has a laser. But his robot mode is pretty much that vehicle standing up. You know, the robot head folds away in the vehicle mode, and these vehicles a lot of time look like they have a head, and it's separate from the robot head. But he's actually more it's kind of hard to describe. He looks like two different scorpions. Like the vehicle mode scorpion is like the scorpion tank. And then when he transforms into a robot, he just looks like a scorpion standing up. You know, those tank treads are his feet. And of course the pinchers are his arms or pinchers in either mode. And the tail, you can still pose that tail, in robot mode to like he could sting you with it. But so it's in his back. He pretty much just stands up and his head folds around. He has a more defined head. He has like a chrome head, which looks really great. I'm a fan of chromed heads to begin with. And I think that is because of GoBots, because a toy like Scorpion, like Scorp or whatever, and then like Micronauts and things like that. Like I just like chromed heads. I just always have. They look great. I think so. And Scorp is just really cool looking. He's mostly black with red, and he's got those chrome parts like his pinchers. The upper cuff, what would be the wrist area of his pincher, is red, and then the pinchers themselves are chrome. Like he's just such a sharp, attractive looking toy. Like he's well designed. He's a good looking guy, and he's one of those guys that I wish there's more homages to, because I'd like to think that most Scorponok toys could be turned into Scorp easy. You know, obviously you're not going to do that with your big Titan class Scorponoks, or maybe they would. That'd be awesome. And you know, coming to think about it, Black Zarek or Devil Z doesn't look too dissimilar. He's got very similar colors, and I don't know if that's intentional or not. I mean, it's a good evil color scheme. You know, the chromes and the coppers and the blacks and reds, it just works, you know. And scorpions are just like, you know, some people have pet scorpions, but they're kind of animals people are scared of for a reason. They'll kill you. And so it makes a good villain monster like character. And in those blacks and reds, he just looks so good. Scorp's a great toy. His machine robo name, I think I'm going to say this one right, but I'm probably not. This is one of those things where I swear I'm going to say it right, but still probably pronounced completely different. It's either Zarios or Zarios. Or Zarios or some. Z-A-R-I-O-S. Zarios. Zarios sounds right. You know, a lot of these names are just, like I said, it's in a different language. So it kind of, it's hard to say sometimes in my native language. And some of them are just kind of like, is that right? And it's funny too, because I was just saying how the machine robo names a lot of times are more rougher, more hard-edged and stuff, while the American ones are like puns. And when it comes to these guys, their names almost sound more fancy and proper. Like, these almost sound like anime princes, you know, or some royalty or whatever in an anime, as opposed to monsters, you know. So it's a neat distinction. It's just neat how the differences between the lines, the Devil Invaders, the Monster GoBots, the comparisons, you know. It's really cool there. You know, Creepy is another one. When you think Monster GoBots, you think of, because Creepy is one of those more front and center ones, like the other guys I was talking about. Creepy had two versions. Like I said, the standard retail was black and purple, while the mail away version was like that neon green and purple. And he's often associated with Halloween a lot. You know, that mail away promotion ran for quite a long time, but most people associate him with Halloween. And what's cool about Creepy also is that he got a bio. A lot of times when you bought a toy GoBot, it didn't have a bio. It just had a little blurb about the character, and that was it. You know, like, you might buy an evil GoBot, and it would be Evil Jet of Psykill or something. You know, Evil Jet GoBot. And that would pretty much be its character. And Creepy, the mail-away version, came with a paper printout, and it had an actual bio for them. You can Google it up and find it very easy. But he actually had... He's one of the rare toys that had a bio when it comes to GoBots. Creepy, you know, he could easily be a Scorponok repaint as well. Just because he turns into a, you know, he almost turns into like a scorpion too, but not really a scorpion, more of a, just sort of a beetle type bug. He's got pinchers for hands, and he straight up is just an insect. He doesn't turn into much of a vehicle whatsoever. It just turns into this robotic insect. I think maybe like a generic beetle type bug is the best description for him, because he's got crawly legs and he's got pinchers, and his legs fold up onto his back. So he's just kind of like a generic insect type character. But like I said, I honestly would think a Scorponok could be repainted into a Creepy as well. I think it would work. I think most people would look past the scorpion tail and just let it slide. You know, he's very similar to Scorpion. He transforms kind of similar to, like, well, no, that's not right. He transforms, his legs fold over to his back, and his insect legs fold out. You kind of fold them behind his robot body when you transform him. Well, those fold out. Like, he pretty much lays on his back when you transform him. And you fold his head away, and his like insect monster mode head folds out, and his arms in robot mode are his pinchers in insect mode. He's a basic figure, but he's very cool. He's very likable. You know, he's just one of those. He's almost like the poster boy of it. Maybe more now than he was then, and probably because that commercial, you can find it easily on YouTube for the mail-away promotion for a Creepy. It's so out there. It's shared a lot among toy and robot fans. I know I've shared it a million times. So these days, Creepy's kind of one of the more focal points of the Monster GoBots. And for good reason. He's just encapsulates it. You know what I mean? He looks like what you... When you think Monster GoBot, he pops to mind. His design, you know, him and Vamp. Now, his name in Machine Robo, I am going to get wrong. It is Gildis, I think. G-I-L-D-I-S. So I think that's Gildis. That's the problem with foreign languages. Sometimes names just look like letters. Like, it needs to be sounded out for you. You're like, okay, how do I say that? That one's not working out for me, but I think it's just Gildis. That's what it looks like to me. Someone's going to correct me and be like, and I'm not even going to be able to pronounce it. So, but I think it's just Gildis. Which, once again, it's so funny, the distinction. These just sound like Gildis could have been just an anime general. You know, in America, he's Creepy. This robot from outer space, what's your name? Creepy. Well, I guess I know what I'm getting there. After Creepy is Blades. Blades is a very unique one, because he's one of those where his robot looks more like a monster than his vehicle. He turns into something of a UFO type ship. It's kind of angular. It's more pointy. It's not a straight flying saucer. But he's like this flying saucer ship. And he's, you know, not really. He's like this insect UFO hybrid. He's like, there's like this. He almost looks like a flying saucer and an insect combined. Like, he almost looks like he's just a robot toy, and they forced the transformation onto him after he was originally designed. Because he's got these crazy armored sections like a bug would have, with these kind of bladed points. Not really sharp blades, but like those square tip blades like you would see on like a weed eater or something. He's got like those on the sides. And he stands up, and in robot mode, he's a straight up robot. Like, he looks like he would come off of a Macross or Macross, or, you know, maybe a villain in Heavy Metal Gaim or something like that. He's got that look. He looks like a robot from that time. There's no other way to describe him. And when he transforms, it's like he pretty much just lays down and he folds some stuff up, but he's kind of got the UFO robot hybrid thing going on. He's a hard one to describe. He's one I almost think they just kind of shoehorned him into the Monster Gobots, into that area, because they're just like, yeah, sure, because he's different. Don't get me wrong, though. He's super cool. I'm kind of just describing his design that way. He's a very cool looking toy. He's got this just look to him. He almost looks like a, I said Macross earlier, but he's got that, maybe Mospita, look. Think of an Envid Shock Trooper from Robotech. He makes me think of that. Thinking about it more, saying it out loud, he makes me think more of an Envid Shock Trooper. He's purple, kind of a blue, royal blue, purple type color with black. So maybe that's why I'm thinking Envid Shock Trooper. He's got that design. It's really hard to describe. It's like I said, it's like these UFO portions with sharp blades. And that's on the outside. He's like a bug with UFO wings. I don't really know how the best to describe him. And his name in Machine Robo, and I'm about to... His name is a word I'm not going to say in English, but it's going to sound like someone describing me. Bald ass. B-A-L-D-A-S. Bald ass. And I am saying that completely wrong. There's probably another pronunciation to it, but that's, someone just calls me a bald ass, you know, a bald jackass, bald ass. That's as best as I'm getting that word out. He is just a cool one just because he's so different. You know, these guys, that's what's cool about them. Not only because they're monsters, I like monsters, they're different. He's a weird one, man. He's like this insect. Like, imagine a potato bug. Imagine seeing either a ladybug or a potato bug. And imagine if one of those was like a UFO, a more creepy crawly version of one of those with blades on it. He's a hard one to describe. This is an audio format. So, you know, if I made a video to go along with it, it would help. But just Google him up. Google up Gobot Blades, and you'll see what I'm talking about. He's a neat one. And then up next, you have Claws. And when I say Claws, I mean with a K. K-L-A-W-S. Claws. Claws, for some reason, I keep getting Claws and Blades mixed up a little for no specific reason. Maybe because they're both vague UFO type insect monsters, because Claws turns into a UFO type creature as well. In fact, I think he's straight up just a UFO. He's like this kind of shape. He's like almost like a odd bean or something shaped UFO. He's like pointy but round, and he's red and blue. He turns into that, and his robot mode's real. He looks more, yeah, he's more sci-fi alien looking. He's more of like a classic sci-fi alien, like a saucer person type, you know, old B movie type creature. That's what he looks like. That's another one that's, I see broken more than in one piece a lot. Just, you know how Scourge transforms with the boat kind of closing around him? He's very similar to that. He's got that sort of shell. And like I said, GoBots are made of that more brittle plastic. So a lot of times I've seen him, he's just straight up broken. Claws. He's got the best name of the group. When it comes to the machine robo versions of the name, stand back. Because his name is Deathwinter Gamma. You know, you've had like Chasmodon and Gildas and Zarios and Baldass. And here's Deathwinter Gamma. This is the best name of all the guys. This is the best Devil Invader. This is the best name of all of the Devil Invaders. I don't have to spell that for you, do I? That shit's literally three words. Deathwinter Gamma. I'm willing to accept that this is another one of those words that doesn't translate exactly into English, and that's why it's such an abrupt name. But that's straight up his name, Deathwinter Gamma. And he's the more simple of the group to me. He's not as impressive as the other ones to me. He's cool. Do not get me wrong. He's a cool design toy. He's neat looking, but he's just, you know, part of me wants to compare him also to Mirror Man or what's the guy I'm thinking of? Not Mirror Man. Well, maybe Mirror Man or Jet Jaguar. That was it. He's got kind of a similar head to Jet Jaguar. He's got that sort of fin in the middle of his head. I don't know if that's an intentional design choice or just kind of an accidental similarity. He's got a similarity to Jet Jaguar on his head, thinking about it. He almost looks like a tokusatsu character more so than a GoBot. He's a neat one, too. Just kind of one of the more odd of the Devil Invaders. Now, I can't talk about these guys without talking about the Combiner. Now, the Combiner isn't actually a Devil Invader or a Monster GoBot. And I kind of don't know why, because you look at these guys and you're going to assume they're Monster GoBots. You would think they're Devil Invaders, but they're not. They're a separate team that for some reason isn't. They're monstery looking dudes and they combine. And GoBots, the name is Monstrous. That's straight up the name of the Combiner, Monstrous. And Monstrous is made up of... Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to go into each individual one here. I'm just going to give you the description because I've been kind of running long here. But each member of Monstrous has an equally awesome name. You've got Fright Face. You've got Fangs. Actually, so hold on. Fright Face forms the upper torso. He's like the main body. Fangs is the left leg. Gore Jaw is the right leg. Heart Attack is the lower torso. South Claw is the right arm, and Weird Wing is the left arm. And they turn, like the Monster GoBots, into some monster-looking vehicles, and they're some monster-looking robots. So the fact that they're not Monster GoBots blows my mind. They're just another set of dudes. Those names, man. I think they just gave... Machine Robo a run for its money for those hardcore names. You know, in Machine Robo, the Combiner's name is Devil Satan 6. Okay, Devil Satan 6 is definitely a harder name than Monstrous. And Devil, hold on. I'm just laughing because it just popped into my head. Like, you know, when you introduce yourself, you're like, hey, I'm Rob. Or you watch these cartoons and they're like, beware, I am Abominus. Who are you? I'm Devil Satan 6. So are you like a band or something? Yes, we perform surf rock. Devil Satan Six's combiners. I mean, is a combiner. Is the names are broken down into Gilhead, Barabat, Deathclaw, Grogulon, Igos, and Blagoda. I think that's how you say it. I am butchering these names. I'm still laughing at Devil Satan Six. Every time I say that, it makes me laugh like a maniac. And Monstrous isn't a Monster GoBot, nor is Devil Satan Six a member of the Devil Invaders. But I can't leave them out. I can't leave them out. They're monstery car vehicle things, and they turn into monstery looking robots, and they combine into this devil looking robot combiner. And depending on which version you get, the colors are different. Monstrous has different colors than Devil Satan Six. Both are very cool looking toys. It's worth pointing out that the double invaders are specifically from the Chasmodozone, something like that. It's a cool, I guess with Chasmodon being your main focal point, it's just perfect that they come from a dimension, a zone with a similar name. Hi, I'm Devil Satan Six. How are you? Oh, fine. My name's John. It's also worth pointing out that in Revenge of Kronos, the Devil Invaders, some of them got recycled, reused as other bad guys called the Guylander Devils. Guylander, I cannot pronounce this word, became the new villain around that time, and they reused these toys as a new group of devils, but they were the Guylander Devils. Intended to be different characters, but the same toys, basically. But they made sure they kept in that devil name. The just kind of abrupt hardcoreness of Machine Robo's names just tickles me so much. Like, there's Devil Satan Six, and there's Devil Invaders, and there's just, hey, we're the Guylanders, but these are our devils. These are our devils. We have devils no matter what. I'm sorry. That every time I say Devil Satan Six, just reduces me to a giggling baby for some reason. But I implore you listening, if you're interested in these guys, to take a look into them. And you probably already know about them before I went into talking about them today. You probably already well informed of them to begin with. But if you are not, if these are not your forte, take a look at them. You know, you don't have to like monsters. You don't have to find the name Devil's Satan Six hilarious. But you don't have to do that to appreciate the cool designs. They are some neat looking robot toys. They're, like I said, some of them are much more fragile than others, so your luck in getting them is going to vary. You know, you may spend a little money, you may spend a lot of money. But they're very neat toys to get a hold of. So take a look at them, check them out. If anything, watch their various commercials on YouTube. The presentation is just magnifique, you know. Actually, I'm going to correct myself. I think Monstrous is specifically a member of the Monster GoBots. I think Monstrous is specifically a member of the Monster GoBots, but I don't think Devil Satan Six is a Devil Invader. I think he's specifically a different team. I think I misspoke there. And another Monster GoBot I didn't focus on was Oddball. If you're into the Wendy's GoBots like I am, Oddball is a Monster GoBot, technically, even though there's not much focus on him. That's another one. I'm still laughing at Devil Satan Six. That one's kind of thrown me off a little. I'm kind of not sure why Oddball is specifically a Monster GoBot, because he doesn't really turn into a monster. He's just sort of a robot, and he turns into a spaceship, and he's purple. He's weird looking, though, so I think that was the reasoning behind Tonka making him a Monster GoBot. you know, the timing is kind of lining up weird for me mentally, but I think the Wendy's GoBots were out about the same time. So it was probably, might have been done just to keep it going as part of the tie-in nature of it. Oddball, you know, none of the Wendy's GoBots were Machine Robots toys. Those were like original creations. I think, you know, Tonka worked with Bandai to have them designed, but they were just straight up GoBots toys. They might have got some international release. I'm not super sure about that. But I mean, there's a lot of people who know so much more than me on this subject who would know that. But those toys, Oddball. Oddball's one of the ones I'm missing, actually. I need Oddball, and I need the Under 3 toy, whose name it's a space shuttle, I think. I think those are the only Wendy's GoBots I need to complete the set. But yeah, Oddball's a monster GoBot too. I always forget about him, which is why I have notes here and I forgot to put him on my notes. and apparently I made a typo about Monstrous too, but yeah, Monstrous is definitely a monster GoBot. Devil Satan 6 though is his own thing. I kind of wish he was one of the Devil Invaders, or maybe I just got the wrong notes here, but I screwed up my notes. I'm sorry, but I don't know why Oddball is, but I think he's just a tie-in because he's weird looking. Like, make it work, you know, but it's cool that he's there. You know, it's cool that he's part of the team. I appreciate that this odd fast food tie-in that they didn't even have to connect, that they did that. I think that's a nice little thing. You know, it's like if you ever get any of the Wendy's GoBots, you'll see they're really cool for what they are. They're, you know, for a fast food premium, they're a cool little subline, you know. But that was our look at the Monster GoBots. Probably not the most in-depth or whatever. I just wanted to talk about them. And I felt like Halloween was the best time to do so because, well, it works, you know. And I'm pretty sure you probably agree with me. You're like, yeah, this is a great time to talk about them. We're talking about monsters in February, Rob, and the answer is no, I'm going to. But the Monster GoBots are just such cool toys. They're great designs. They look cool. I've said look cool a million times just because it's hard to say anything else about them. They're just awesome, you know? It's like, you just look at Vamp, you look at Scorp, you know, these are just cool robot toys. They don't have to be part of the Monster GoBots. They could have just been regular GoBots called GoBots, and it would have been fine. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that they made a point to have a team of just monsters is awesome to me. You know, the whole Devil Invaders thing is awesome to me as well. It's part of the reason I like Rock Lords is because they got those cool monster bad guys. You know, it's just cool toys. And, you know, it's like, at the end of the day, sometimes you just, hey, why do you like that? It's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's just, they're a great set of robots. So if you haven't checked them out before, I tell you right now, I implore you, look into them, man. Look into them. There's some cool stuff. And it's like a rabbit hole of information. The more you look, the more there will be to find out. And that's awesome. Well, guys, Halloween is coming to a close, as sad as I am to see it. But we'll be celebrating it again soon enough. But thanks every single one of you for listening. This has been Transform Squadron for October 2023. My name's Rob. And you can find me on various social networks. You can find me on Threads and Instagram. And I still use Twitter. I check it at least once a day. And those are at RoboRobSpringer. I've been using Blue Sky at ZoneBase. You know, when I started my Blue Sky, I thought it was going to be the next big thing. And maybe it will be. It's still kind of new. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I think my Threads account is my most active of these style social networks. I think, and admittedly, it's because I was already a heavy Instagram user. My Instagram and my Threads are both very busy. Twitter is definitely slowed down. Blue Sky is kind of slow. It's new. There's some days where there's a lot of posts and there's some days where there's not. But I can be found on Blue Sky at Zone Base, on Threads, Instagram, and still on Twitter at RoboRobSpringer. Check me out. If you use Facebook groups, I use those a lot. You know who I am. You know, say hi. It'd be cool to converse with you guys. Thanks for listening. Of course, the site is zonebase.org. Even though this podcast is a production of Zone Base, I don't publish this through Zone Base. I publish it through Radio Free Cybertron, tfradio.net. You guys know who they are, Radio Free Cybertron, a much more bigger and popular website, bigger and popular, more popular podcast. And that's at tfradio.net. And Brian Kilby, owner of that network, would really appreciate if you checked out the different ways to support the network that can be found at tfradio.net. I'd appreciate if you shared my posts in this podcast with your friends. I don't get anything out of this. I'm doing it for fun. I'd like to think we're all enjoying stuff together here, even if we're all just laughing at the name Devil Satan 6 together. But if you like what I'm doing, please share it with your friends. Show them. Say, hey, check this out. I'd appreciate it. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope everyone has a great Halloween. And I'll be back next month. Probably still laughing at Devil Satan 6. Thanks for listening. Bye.